Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Third hour, you just made the list. Time delivered by TriStar Movers with five-star service and fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Collective Soul, special guest Switchfoot at the Opry House. That's what's on the line. 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tell us who or what has made you mad. Who wants to start?
Derek walked in here this morning and said he's got his own list.
Yeah, I got my own list.
Which, I mean, is kind of.
I'm on the list.
You put yourself
on
the list.
Yeah, I put myself on the list.
Oh, do tell.
Okay.
Definitely starting with you.
So, I think I told you, Darren, I think I told you about the whole back problems that I've had, lower back, you know. Mm-hmm. And I start sleeping in one of the guests in the guest room because the mattress is a little bit more firmer. So my back got better, and I was doing some stretching and chiropractic. I was doing all this stuff to get my back better, and it's gotten better. So I went back in my bed, and it's still good. So I go to work out, and my back is tightening up sort of each day, but I'm still pushing through. So today, I'm like, should I go or should I not go? I'm like, I'm going. But when I go, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to go, but I'm going to take it easy. I get there, and I don't take it easy, and my back start hurting again. I can't blame nobody but myself. You know? I should have rested. I should have taken Friday off. Instead of taking Friday off, I go work out and still complain about my back hurting. Well, fool, your back is hurting because you're not taking days off. You're not playing no more. You know, you don't have to work out. So I'm putting myself, Derek, you're on the list. Derek Mason, and not my son, me. You're on the list, Derek Mason Sr.
You just made the list.
Because you don't want to rest and keep complaining about your back. Well, there you go.
Darren, we've worked with Derek for how long now?
About many, many years.
Yeah, almost a decade. And none of this that I'm hearing right now surprises me at all. Because this guy walked in here and wouldn't let Floyd Reese, the late, great Floyd Reese, off the list for cutting him. He was still mad about that, chirping about that. And the fact that he's working out like he's still playing doesn't surprise me at all.
And I'll never forget I made the suggestion to move on to watch a certain game again, and that was a disaster. That backfired.
Yeah, you're on the list. You're on the list.
I think I did get put on the list.
You got put on the list for that day.
No, just okay. The list. Now we gotta refresh people because I love this. Is one of my favorite moments. We're at Bridgestone Arena.
He suggests.
Oh, we're at Bridgestone Arena.
Passionately, by the way.
Exactly.
And we have the topic of, you know, a game that just like made you mad or broke your heart that you haven't watched since it actually happened. Mm-hmm. And like mine was probably the Super Bowl. Like I had never watched, I hadn't watched the Super Bowl since you guys lost. Mm-hmm. And Darren, I think you said Kentucky Duke, the Leitner shot. Mm-hmm. And Derek said the playoff game in 2000 against the Ravens. And so we all, and I forgot what Willie said. Willie was maybe one that he was playing, had played or something. But and we all agreed, okay, we're going to go watch these games and get through it. Well, Derek starts watching it in the middle of the show. And I just look, and for those of you watching the stream, I just look and I just see he's just banging the desk. And he's like, dergummit.
he just and I'm mad now. Now I'm mad at Darren because he suggested that I watch the game.
No, he was pissed. he looked at him. He's like, "Why'd you make me do this?"
You know what? You couldn't be my therapist, Darren. Nah, no way, no how.
But I think there was one person that you were even more mad at than Darren. It was Al Del Greco.
Oh yeah, oh,
you got mad at Al.
I got mad at Al that day too. Yeah,
that was a whoops. That was
you drug everybody into your suggestion.
I know. Yep, I thought I was doing wonders. I was like so proud of it, and I was like, man, this is going to be great. Derek can put this to bed. He can move on from this game. He can put it behind him. He can get rid of this pent up anger.
Nope.
No, it got worse. It got worse. Yeah. It was a terrible suggestion.
That's like asking Ryan Tannehill or A.J. Brown to watch the Cincinnati game over again. Nah, don't suggest that.
Okay. That was a bad idea.
Yeah, bad idea.
Mine is very quick and very simple, and it's something that we've all gone through. It's airport etiquette. Like, we all have to get to our gate. We all have to get to the bathroom when we get off the plane. We all have to get to the baggage claim. I cannot stand the guy or girl that when I'm walking out of the gate and they're behind me and they just throw their shoulder into me to get around me and basically knock me into the wall because apparently they got to get somewhere. And I'm
the only person in a hurry in the airport.
Yeah.
And the first glance or the first thing you might say is, well, maybe they got a connecting flight and it's running late and they got to get to it. No, they knock me out of the way and then they go and sit down. And I'm like,
I guess they wanted the seat that they thought you were gonna take.
Right? Like, come on! Can you just like, I'm going. I'm moving as fast as I can. And I have also learned something that because I've flown a lot here lately to New York and Vegas, that getting a little older and the old bones get a little more stiff. I gotta loosen up a little bit walking off the plane. You know, get there.
Got to oil them things up.
Maybe you can work out with Derek.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then your back can start hurting.
Then you don't think I'd be able, on the list.
I don't think I'd be able to out walk with after that. So come on, let's have some airport etiquette and not push Chase out of the way.
You just made the list.
Okay, one, let me address this text on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tom in Nashville has asked me if I have tried the potato cake recipe. And the answer is no, I don't want to make potato cakes. I want to just go order them. I want somebody else to make them, and I get them hot and fresh, and I go eat them at Arby's. So, no, I haven't. Thank you, Tom, for the suggestion. But, no, I don't want to make them. I want somebody to make them for me. So, you know, Arby's, the locations that don't have potato cakes on the menu or sell them, we know they're still on the list. And my other one is I hinted at this earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, this happens so much, I feel like, where athletes or musicians, famous rich people, they lose touch with reality. They lose touch with – I get it. They live in like a different world now because they're very famous and they're extremely rich.
It's an alternate universe.
They lose touch with what got them there. They lose touch with the people that made them who they are. And I just really think that Eric Church lost touch with, you know, he's too big. He's because I think this has turned out to be a horrible decision. And we're a sports talk show. We encourage sports.
Really?
I love that he's passionate about North Carolina. Dude, you can't cancel a show, a sold-out show in San Antonio, so you can go watch your favorite basketball team. Those people, you know, that have made you rich and famous, those people paid a lot of money for your show. They carved out that Saturday night in San Antonio to come scream at your show. They made plans. They changed their life to come watch you and support you. And you're telling them, hey, cool, like, I don't need, you know, we'll do this another time. Like, I want to go watch a basketball game. It's a bad look, man. Let me ask you something. Eric Church 6 years ago do that?
Probably. I mean,
Eric Church 8 years ago do that?
Probably not.
Why? What changed?
Because he was
he's
still,
not Eric Church.
Yeah, he was still climbing.
Oh, so if he's climbing the ranks, he can miss his North Carolina, his beloved North Carolina Tar Heels in a Final Four game if he's climbing the ranks, but now that he's rich and famous, it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. It's a bad look. I'm telling you, it's a bad look. And I get it. It's a divided house. There's some people that are like, cool, man, that's your passion. That's awesome. You know, there's another camp. You forgot what got you there, man, the fans. Sorry.
So he,
you just changed. You affected how many people in San Antonio to go watch your team in New Orleans just to go to a basketball game?
So he canceled the show in San Antonio. The
canceled
whole show.
The sold-out show.
I think they're rescheduling it. But
that's crap.
Yeah,
again, you've affected those people's lives. That was their night. Maybe they traveled from across the state. Yeah. Maybe they have hotel rooms. Maybe they. I'm sure a lot did have hotel rooms.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's really messed up.
To go watch your favorite basketball team? How about you
watch them on television?
How about you do your show? You talk about North Carolina during the show, and you hope that they beat Duke, and then you go to the national championship game on Monday night because I looked at his schedule. He doesn't have a concert scheduled on Monday. Then you go to the national championship game.
Yeah, here's an idea. You know that Carolina is a team that they are a blue blood team. Maybe don't schedule a concert on the night of the Final Four in anticipation that they might get there.
I'm surprised they let him leave.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the venue,
like
if I'm the venue, I'm pissed off too.
I'm surprised they let him leave.
And look, I like Eric Church a lot. It's not the first time, though, that he's done something that has made a lot of people
upset.
I mean, you may remember a few years ago, he did a tour where he didn't have any openers, so he could basically play two sets. Mm-hmm. And I know I talked to a lot of people. On first glance, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. More, see Eric Church play more. But a lot of people in the business were mad about that because they go, well, how'd he get his start? Hmm. He opened for somebody. So he's taken an opportunity.
I'm just telling you, he's out of touch. He's out of touch with it. I get it. He has the power to do that. But I'm telling you, he will lose fans over that. He will. He will lose fans over that decision.
That's the question of how many is he going to lose? Like, is he big enough where it's not really going to affect him?
Does it not bother? I mean, does
it
that not
me.
Care?
Yeah, no, I mean
but he knows, Darren, that we are a society of we are mad for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moment is done, we fall back into our same things. And if he adds another concert, people will forget about it. They forget about it.
Some will, some won't. All right, we'll come back. Loaded lines. We'll find out who made you mad. We'll do that on the other side. The DDC, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. You just made the list delivered by TriStar Movers with 5-star service and fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. One line available. Someone dropped off 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We've got a great prize attached to it, Collective Soul with special guest Switchfoot at the Opry House. But you're going to have to jump in there and participate.
And that's not an April Fool's.
Absolutely. This is not, for those who are listening at the beginning of the show, this is not a joke. That's real. I promise. We had fun for like 5 minutes, okay? This is real. Vincent and Dixon, get us started. Who or what has made you mad?
Hey, Darren. You have made the list.
Okay.
You just made the list!
Though it was funny, it was very funny, your April Fool's joke this morning. I was on my way to a very, very important job interview, and I was trying to call in to win the tickets. And I got pulled over for being on my cell phone.
Oh no! You're making this up, Vincent.
The bottom $400 fine. I obviously didn't get the job, and so yeah, you just made the list.
Making this up, Vincent? Come on.
And one last thing, April Fool's.
Nicely done. Man. Well done.
Got you back.
I mean, like, if that had been true, he was winning.
Something. he was going to win something. Hey, Darren was going to get you in that game
lunch
somehow,
some way.
He did a good job of selling it, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Oh my goodness, man. Whew. That would have been
well done.
Man.
All right, let's go to Ryan. Ryan, who or what has made you mad?
Hey guys, what's made me mad is Preds on Tuesday, especially the top six. Yossi, Carrier, pretty much everyone but the bottom six forwards and the top bottom 2 lines. You have Ottawa in the house and you play flat. You play like you just didn't care about winning. You just kind of coasted to your win and just hoped you win. You can't play like that. And if you play like that against Buffalo tonight, you're going to get your butts whipped. So they're on my list. And they include the coaching staff as well.
You just
okay,
made the
Ryan.
List.
Thank you. In a 4-1 victory. you made the list in a 4-1 victory.
Hey, Ryan brings the passion.
That's a little,
he does.
Look, Saban in him. I don't care if we won, but this is what we didn't do. You know?
Wasn't pretty enough.
Wasn't.
Need blowouts. It's Ottawa. You got to blow them out.
Got to beat them 10-0.
10-0. 9-1. What's wrong with you? Having to work. Very rarely do you get put on the list for winning a game 4-1.
I guess it wasn't to his satisfaction, man. The win wasn't to his satisfaction.
Look, you could say a lot of things about Ryan. You can't accuse him of not being passionate.
He's passionate about
that's
the
Preds. Let's go, especially that. Let's go to Nate. Nate, who or what has made you mad?
The people on my list are the ones that are just oblivious to life when you're at the grocery store. I was at Columbia Walmart yesterday, and down the main aisle, not the side aisles where you get your groceries, you know, your cereals and coffee and all that, the main aisle going from the back of the store to the front or from the side to the store to the side. I was walking down, and, you know, it's a little crowded because, you know, people need groceries and just other random crap from Walmart. So I'm walking down, and there's this cart that is full of just random stuff. So I figured it was an employee putting stuff away. And I was like, okay, you know, they got a lot to do. They're busy. It's in the middle of the aisle. It's fine. Well, this lady comes out, and she starts pushing the cart, and something catches her eye. And so she leaves the cart in the middle of the aisle to walk into the clothing area. And I just kind of turn around and look, and the cart's just sitting in the middle of the aisle blocking everything. I'm thinking, what is she doing? So people that have no sense of common courtesy or common sense, you just made the list.
You just made the list.
That list is
Nate,
growing.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, no, that you just took the words. I was going to say, Nate, that list is long.
Very long.
That line is long of those people.
That's like the person that gets coffee, comes out of the coffee place, gets in their car, know there's other people waiting on a parking
just
spot,
sits
and just
there.
Sits there.
Sits there, yep. While people are waiting
exactly.
to take their spot. Yep. 615-737-1025. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Okay. This is because it just says Michelle, but I said we got to start putting morning show Michelle because I have a feeling this is morning show Michelle. Because she called in last week. We were so overrun with calls, we couldn't get to everybody. And I told Michelle I was sorry, but I said, don't tell me who are you going to put on the list because I want to hear it. So she's called back in. So, Michelle, the floor is yours.
Okay, guys, so this was from last week, and it is still a pressing matter. The person I am putting on the list is a mean traffic guy who thought he was a police officer. I'm going to tell you a little background on the story. So, waited in traffic. There was a big accident on Murfreesboro Road. I was hosting the six with Elijah. I left my house at 4:15. I live downtown. It took me an hour and 45 minutes to get to the Sonic near our office, right? Sitting in traffic, right? Elijah's like, Michelle, you're good. I talked to the police officer. He's going to let you guys drive right up, right? This traffic cop, we're like in the Sonic parking lot trying to like get through. This traffic cop comes up. And starts yelling at me. And I'm like, sir, like, we talked to the police officer. Like, I promise you, like, I got to go live on the air in, like, 7 minutes. Like, it's, like, 52. I'm like, sir, I got to go. He's like, no, sorry, you can walk. So I ran on Murfreesboro Road with my backpack all the way up to our studio, got there at, like, 5:57. But the traffic cop started laughing at me. And I was like, sir, I promise I'm not lying. Like, I actually work there. and we go live in like 10 minutes. Like, live means live. So I'm putting him on the list because he laughed at me and thought it was funny that I was afraid I was going to get fired because I'm running on Murphy's Railroad.
You really ditched the car? You ditched the car in Sonic?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend was driving the car, and he's like, just go, just go. So he's in Sonic, and I'm just running.
This is the first time hearing of this.
Laughing. Oh, my God. It was a nightmare. Elijah saw me after it.
I will say this, Michelle. You would not have gotten fired for that.
Thanks, Tree.
I can confirm that. But I'm disappointed in Elijah for not getting video.
No, she calls me and is like, I'm running right now on Murfreesboro Road. I'm running. I should be there in 3 minutes.
I'd have ran outside and started videotaping and run up the street.
Well, the thing is, the cops, everybody was laughing at me because there was nobody on the road. I'm running on the side of the road, and that's not like, it's kind of a sketchy road. And then I get there, and I'm like so out of breath. And then I'm like, I need water. Okay, let's go.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. So you played the Don't You Know Who I Am card, and he didn't buy it.
No, I played the I Gotta Get to Work, Don't You Understand.
He wasn't buying that.
No, I'm like, sure, let's just be nice. Let's just be really nice, okay? But, yeah, so he made the list because he just was not very understanding. And
I guess I gotta teach her the trick, if that ever happens again, of how to get past
the back behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Yeah, we got – this is good, Michelle.
Some ways to get in.
By the way, I feel like you're just as worked up today retelling the story as you would have been last Friday. So that's good.
Oh,
that's
good. Yes, for sure. For sure. It kind of got me reworked up, guys. But
good stuff. Wow. That's crazy. Thank you, Michelle. Have a good weekend.
Can I put Villy on the list?
Sure. What did Villy do? What does Vandy Villy do?
Vandy Villy. I mean, Villy Vandy or Vandy Villy, whatever you want to call him. Remember how he was so hype for the NIT?
Oh, and I gave him the side stare like, dude, stop it.
And then we asked him about the NIT.
When Vandy lost, it was like NIT, he like turns his head like a dog that hears a weird noise. NIT, what?
And then I even asked him about the NIT last night when Xavier was playing.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so see, he's one of those people now that, like, he'll tell the joke. You know what NIT stands for?
Yeah.
Not in tournament.
Whoa, did you see Vandy?
Is that a convention at the Music City Center?
How did
NIT?
You get, I also need a little background because I missed the Villy, like how Villy came to be, but well, I'm a big fan.
We were talking about Vandy, and we were talking about the when we talk about the NIT, before it first started, no, we were talking about them into the NIT and everything else.
And he all of a sudden, he goes, guys, you seen the NIT field is loaded. It is loaded, man. I am really pumped. And I was like, oh, Vanderbilt's in the NIT, so you're now pumped. I've been working with you for 2 decades. You've never brought up the NIT other than when you won it in the early 90s. On Vanderbilt, and now they're in it. You want to talk about it?
And then I said,
what did he do, Derek? He started laughing. He didn't even have a rebuttal. He was basically here's the sword. I'm falling on it.
Because he knew it was true. And then I mistakenly said, as I was talking, I was thinking Vandy, but wanted to say Willie. And I said, Villy.
You did. You said Villy. And that's what started. I was like, oh, so we got Vandy and Villy. And it morphed from there.
Yeah, all right.
Villy Nova.
If we were talking about Villanova, yes. Doug and Eric, I know you guys have been waiting patiently. We will get to you on the other side. And I do want to discuss this game in Buffalo. So we'll do that as well. We need to award a winner. But, guys, hang with us. We will get you in. I know you've been waiting patiently. You're listening to Darren, Donica, Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Go to Madison Square Garden.
Thank you, Gary. By the way, Nashville SC a month away exactly from unveiling their new home. A home game. What a concept for Nashville SC. That is a month away. Keep that in mind. Back here on the DDC. Eric has been waiting patiently. Eric, who or what is on your list?
Hey, Darren, before I get to my list, one thing you talk about Eric Church, you know, he's going to make Carolina fans happy. They will always pack his conscience while Duke fans will always hate him because they'll probably never go to one of his shows.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I think there's been a lot of And we'll get to some texts on our text line
Texas?
About it.
Love Texas.
Love going to Texas.
Hired babysitters, too, for that night to get away from their children, so that's bad, too. But who it was my list is Antonio Brown. I heard a report this morning, apparently. He's highly upset about the contracts that Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill got, and he's wondering why he's not signing. He's not getting the money that they're getting. And now he's saying that whoever signs him, he's going to have ankle surgery first before he reports to them or plays for him. And it's just like, dude, what are you talking about? I mean, are you so unaware? He's, of course, been having reports where he would love to play with Lamar Jackson. Then here another report he wanted to play with the Cowboys. I mean, this guy just does not get it. And I'd be shocked if anybody sized him. It's just like, why would you want to take that chance after he's burned so many teams and organizations? So, Antonio Brown, you just made my list.
I'd be really disappointed if he ever plays again, if he ever gets another chance.
Well, I guess you're going to be disappointed then.
I just don't see it. I think you're absolutely out of your mind to sign him.
Somebody's going to sign him. It's just how it is.
He needs to find Wilson and go on an island and just go away.
Somebody's going to sign him. It's just the
then
part
good.
Of the
they
nature.
Get what they get, but yeah. I don't believe it. I believe finally enough is enough. Personally, I don't think he's going to get signed.
Somebody's going to be desperate.
But I may be foolish for saying that because I always say they're phony. If somebody believes he can make a game-winning catch for them, they probably will sign him.
Yeah.
Let's go to Doug. Doug, who or what is on your list?
Guys, I don't know who to blame. It's one of those I-didn't-do-it kind of situations. So either fast-paced clinic or Pinnacle Bank, they're on the list.
Okay. What happened?
I've been suffering from COVID early January. Went into the clinic to get checked, and then the next day, anyway, you know, I told them, hey, I've met my deductible. Just bill it. She's no. So I gave them $112, $56 a day. Since this journey, I've been in the hospital. But anyway, I get a check for reimbursement, $112. But guess what? It's voided. It's over 90 days. So they sent it probably long after I had the transaction. So when I take it to Pinnacle Bank, they won't cash it. I take it to my bank, they won't cash it because it's void. I take it back to FastPay. They said, no, you got to call corporate in Franklin. So anyway, just mailed it back. And when I got ready to mail it back, I didn't have a stamp. So I had to pay 76 cents to get my $112 back.
Wow.
Just mail that check back saying, it's void. Reissue it, please. So either Pinnacle or Picknell, as the little girl says, or FastPay, or whoever, I just want my $112 back. I shouldn't have paid you in the first place. I told you my insurance was good. So here I am in limbo, waiting again for a check that you issued last week that was already in the 90-day void window. Mm-hmm. One of you guys, raise your hand, say you're at fault. I just want my $112 back.
All right, John. Well, good luck with that. By the way, their commercial's working because you're saying what they're saying in the commercials, so it's working. That's the point, right?
Yeah, you should have been able to call, and they say, okay, we're going to issue another check. And that should have been it. You shouldn't have had to mail them the voided check back. Just shred it. You can't cash it anyway. So I don't know why they made you send it back to them only to not get a check back in return.
Ironically, guys, I've got a check story for next Friday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yes. Oh, yeah. Couldn't get to it this week, but it's not going away. Ooh. I've got my own check story for next week.
Check that.
I see what you did there, Chase. Welcome back. See, look at you. You haven't lost a step.
I know. I'm here. It's good. It's good to be back. You know, I'm gonna come hang with you guys a little more.
Gary on our text line. He's not from Texas. I kind of was started getting all. A lot of T words going in there. He said, Eric Church should refund all the money and do the rescheduled show for free. You know what? I think Gary is dead on right about something. I think he's spot on. You want to show your love? You want to go watch North Carolina? Fine. You inconvenience all your fans? Go watch your North Carolina Tar Heels. And this is how much it means to you? You're willing to give them a show for free. That's how much it means to you. I love that idea. It will never happen, but I love it. And actually, there was another Dylan on our text line says, I'm not even a country music fan, But I feel like Garth Brooks, when his concert got canceled because of thunderstorms here, Chase, I think you were scheduled to go to that because of the storm, the lightning storm. He said he came back and scheduled an additional night. Yes, that show was in a couple of weeks, and he did
I just got my tickets.
He said somebody like Garth would never cancel a show like that, and I agree with him. Garth has never lost touch with any of that. He always, for whatever reason, he always does things the right way. At least I think. I'm not a huge country music fan either, but I feel like Garth Brooks is all about the people. He's all about the fans. Is that not true?
No, it is. And actually what happened was the storm postponed that concert, and then Omicron picked up, and so he just said, "Hey, we're gonna pause the tour." They refunded all the tickets, and then said, "We'll reschedule when things clear back up." And that's what he's done here. So he had the April 16th show, and then they just added the April 15th show. I just got my tickets there, so he's gonna do two nights at Nissan Stadium to make up for last
for the storm.
Fall.
And he had nothing to do with that. I mean, it wasn't his fault that they had to cancel.
No, and you know, the good news is when the city and the Titans build the new stadium that's going to have the retractable roof, we won't have to worry about storms. So
or just a roof, period.
Yeah, it'll be covered, so it'll be fine. We'll have to worry about
Big umbrella.
But I agree with Gary on the text line, though. Honestly, if Eric Church is that passionate about it and you're really willing to cancel a sold-out show, then let those people know how much North Carolina basketball means to you and reschedule it for free.
I agree with that. And the Eric Church of old would have – like I can remember there was a time that he had a show scheduled in Pittsburgh. I think it was Pittsburgh. And his band got sick. Like they all had the flu. And instead of postponing the show, he did an acoustic set and then rescheduled the show with the full band for later on. But he honored the dates and came and played an acoustic set.
But that was, what, about 10 years ago?
About eight.
Yeah.
That's why I said 8 years ago, does he cancel that show? No, he doesn't. By the way, still love North Carolina basketball, but, boy, he didn't cancel it 8 years ago.
I don't see how
that's you why can, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't see how you can, like, seriously do that and think it's okay. Obviously, I don't know.
Because you've lost touch, Derek. That's why I'm saying when you're that famous and you're that wealthy, you've lost touch.
He thinks he can get away with it. And in some ways,
he will get away with it.
You're right. He will. He can. He knows that. He can. And by the way, he can do this. But I'm just telling you, there will be a ripple effect. It's not going to be a ripple effect enough to, you know, bring Eric Church down. You know, it's not like that. But he will lose fans over this. He will.
I hope that won't be
enough to really affect him. But I thought, you know, the fans are what got you there. So why would you want to lose, even if it was one, why would you want to lose one diehard fan?
Let me ask you
this. It's not one. It'll be more than that.
Because you guys know how – you know, public relations and all that works. Do you think his people are going to tell Turner, hey, you know, don't bring this up a lot. Don't reference this a lot during the broadcast. You think that's happening?
I don't know. Here's another question.
Because I bet it is.
Does TBS show him?
If I'm TBS, I'm showing him all the time.
Okay.
And I'm referencing it all the time. I am bringing it up.
That's not going to make those people in San Antonio feel any better.
No, but it's going to give him. And again, I'm a huge Eric Church fan, and Ryan Porth texted me, who is an even bigger Eric Church fan, and is pissed off about it, and is like, I would put him on the list too.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He should get what he deserves with this point. Should it ruin his career? No.
But should he feel
bad about it and have to do something
should
to make
take
up for
heat
it?
For it? Yes, he should.
He should. And you
he
know
should
what?
Take heat.
I changed my answer. I think he will do something because and maybe that's just I'm believing in him maybe more than I should. But I think he probably will try
right,
to do something
the,
to make
of
it
the
right.
Blowback. And that's the problem. The blowback, like, I want him to do it on the front end. Garth Brooks would, I feel like, would do everything on the front end and it's not after the blowback. And it's like, oh, okay, I should do something. Man, I'm taking a lot of heat for this. Let me soften things. No, like I want you to make that decision on the front end and say, you know what, this is the decision I'm making. I'm affecting all my fans in San Antonio, and so you know what, this is how much this game means to me. We're giving all your money back, and I'm coming back and rescheduling the show on me. That's how you don't. By the way, you would. Think about the attention he would get for that, and it would be all positive.
But I don't think Garth Brooks would do that, period.
And here's the thing. Do we know for sure he's going to the game? Because his statement just says watch.
No. I thought everything I read said he's going to the game.
But wouldn't you say – I mean, he says, this Saturday my family and I are going to stand together to cheer on the Tar Heels as a team has made it to the Final Four. As a lifelong Carolina basketball fan, I've watched Carolina and Duke battle over the years. But to have them match up in the Final Four for the first time in the history of the tournament is any sports enthusiast's dream.
Chase, if it's to sit at home and watch it, he should get roasted.
That's even worse.
Triple times.
I think he's going
quadruple times.
He did he go to Carolina?
Him. No, he went to App State.
Again, it's not like you're an alum of Carolina. It makes it even worse.
Wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if he was or wasn't.
But I'm just saying, I get it. If you were alum of Carolina, you went there, graduated, donated, and you've just been immersed in that culture. Yeah. But you didn't even go there.
No. Bucky Brooks coming up at 1:00. Chase, you've got a word about BetMGM.
I sure do, because it is my official sportsbook. Make your first wager with the king of sportsbooks and win big during BetMGM's March matchups. Just download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any tournament game. And if any team hits a three-pointer during the tournament, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use the code MM200 when you register. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps at BetMGM or at MGM Resorts. I just did this for my trip to Vegas. Sign up today and use the code MM200 to win $200 if any team hits a three during BetMGM's March matchups. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
ESPN 102.5, The Game, and wager tomorrow at Party Foul in Cool Springs, 1914 Galleria Boulevard. Now through Sunday, Party Foul has $4 domestics, $4 Little Harp with Chicken Scratch, and $6 Jack Daniels all day long. So come hang out with us tomorrow for some college hoops. We know the Final Four is tomorrow starting at 5 p.m. Check out Wager, new social sports betting app that I've been talking about for weeks now, where you challenge your community, not the house. That's tomorrow, Party Foul in Cool Springs, starting at 5 p.m. Again, that address is 1914 Galleria Boulevard. Back here on the DDC. Good stuff. Reading a tweet from GPander78 on Twitter says that I sound like my impression of Billy sounds like Mr. Hankey from South Park. Elijah, you told me it sounded like, well, what did you say?
The gingerbread man from Shrek.
Speaking of Billy, who will join us from Buffalo, coming up in the final hour, it looks like Jacob DeGrom has been scratched from his scheduled start today. He's going to go get an MRI after feeling tightness in his pitching shoulder. Ruh-roh. The Mets. Can they ever not have injuries going on?
No.
I know.
It's in the contract.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
By the way, I am ready. I am ready for baseball season. I got the champion gear on today, mm-hmm. So I'm ready to rock. And I appreciate you asking, Darian. I'm doing okay. I'm moving on. I'm excited to have Matt Olson at first base, mm-hmm. for the world champion Atlanta Braves.
Are you truly?
I saw it the whole time that's what it was going to be. I knew Freddie was going to leave.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. This is when I should do my Pinocchio impression.
Exactly.
It just went through the computer screen. My nose just Just
or you can talk like there. Billy.
Hey, Chase.
I knew he was going to live to LA
the whole time.
He was going to the Dodgers.
That sounds like Pinocchio, actually.
And how?
And how?
Yeah.
Little known story about Pinocchio. Grew up.
That's about Vince Cullen.
Elijah and I are going to name our fantasy baseball team, you know, something against Freddie.
I'm leaning towards Freddie Freeman is dead to me.
Yeah.
That's a little
man,
long,
why y'all
isn't
getting
it?
On Freddie Freeman, man?
That's fine.
I know why, star. But why?
He got the bag. Good for him.
Hey, you got to be happy with that, don't you?
He actually got the extra year, which is, I guess, more
important. No, it's exactly
right. And you got a World Series out of it.
You know,
him?
And good on so.
What more can you ask
got a
for,
World
Chase?
Series and Big Poppy. I don't know if you guys saw it, the night of the World Series that they won. Big Poppy looks at him and he's like, "Hey, bro, this is for you." And he pulls out his thing that just sprays money all over him, and that's what happened.
I did see that.
Hey, man. So he gave you, as a Brave fan, what you wanted.
It's fine. It's good. I actually, you know, with or without him, I actually think this team's going to be better because Acuña is going to come back and Ozuna is going to be back and they got the DH.
Yeah, he's totally moved over. We don't need Freddie Freeman. This team's going to be better without him.
I said even with Freddie, it would be better.
3 months ago, he's like, "Oh my gosh, they got to sign Freddie Freeman. That's got to be the first thing they do."
Well, I mean, it should have been, but they didn't because they didn't want to give him the 6 year because I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but
You whatever. Do know why. You absolutely know why.
I know why.
Why.
I mean, from a business standpoint, I haven't brought this to the air yet. What was interesting is when this happened and I got over my depression, I had the conversation with two Reds fans, well, three Reds fans that I am friends with. And one of the reason why the Reds have to trade everybody is because they are locked into a contract for whom? Their first baseman. Joey Votto.
By the way, that's been on the books for a long time.
Long time. And still has a good way to go. So, you know, I get it. Alex Anthopoulos did what he had to do, and it was a tough decision. He got emotional about it. But at the end of the day, he had to make a business decision for the team, and the team is in good shape. They got a very good squad going into the year, and I wish Freddie nothing but the best in LA.
Is he reading a script?
I think he is. Yes. He's reading a Braves script. They sent it to him. Hey, Chase, this is what you say.
It's a mass email to all fans on how you should address Freddie Freeman in public.
We are excited about this season for the 2022 Atlanta Braves and excited to have Matt Olson as the first baseman for the champion Atlanta Braves and wish Freddie Freeman, the now first baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, nothing but the best. This will be the last I have to say about this matter. Thank you.
Good luck, Freddie.
Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Mark, what's up?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Great.
Good. So, listen, we're calling from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We've been able to secure a couple of tickets to the Preds game tonight in Buffalo. My son Jordan and I are heading down. And let me tell you, we're pretty excited about seeing. We haven't been able to do a game in over 3 years. And we know that we're in a real bind to get secure a playoff spot back and forth from wild card to playoff. But we're going to secure some chicken wings before the game, and then we're going to go and watch the game and just what we call in to get your views or what we should do and who to watch.
Wow, good stuff. Mm. So this is real first game in 3 years.
Yeah,
Mark,
wow.
Call us next week and tell us how it went. We are going to talk about it in the final hour. This is a Buffalo team that is not messing around. They're in the standings of, they're not going anywhere. Their season's over after 82 games. But they're not messing around. They're playing. Clearly, they're going to play to the end. And so this is not going to be a walk in the park, even though the Sabres are out of it. They have been absolutely on fire here in their last 10 games. So in fact, I think they're 6-1-3 in their last 10. Does that sound like a team that's coasting to the finish line? No. But Mark, have fun. This is going to be a fun game, and it's an important game for the Predators. We know it's a tight race. We're going to get into this in the next hour. Billy will join us We're going to have Bucky Brooks to start the final hour, but we are going to get in to this game as well. We'll get Willie's perspective, who was at morning skate today. We'll find out how it's looking, what head coach John Hines had to say. So a lot coming here on the final hour of the DDC. That's next.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.